Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. Of course, the whole gang is here. What up, Big Bang, Baby Jade, OG Shante, Kodak, Shy Jones, and Kashizi, DJ Scream. And it's time for another episode of
Big Facts. BFF.
Big Facts Friday.
Big Facts Friday.
Did you just shout yourself out at the end?
I did?
Yeah, yeah. Lame ass nigga.
I don't know, man.
Said, DJ Scream is here, and I'm DJ Scream.
Oh, stupid ass.
Moving forward. What?
Dr. Yams,
right. What is big ass? Anyway.
Not the insult.
Yeah, I had his shirt on the other day, man.
Hey, man. Looking good, too. I mean,
oh, shit.
What are we talking about today?
Okay, this is what we're talking about today. Would you rather have a nigga that can provide for you financially but doesn't do shit else for you? Or would you rather have the nigga that falls short financially but he's able and available to you and to he's available to you and he's able to supplement that financial shortage in other ways, such as physically, with sex, emotionally, with fucking caring and being a shoulder to lean on, and he's able to spend time with your kids.
So financial stability versus emotional and physical stability is basically the women are weighing.
Long story short,
she said nigga. So
yeah, like, so how we what we talk about in this?
Yeah, what we gonna talk about?
I mean, this applies, or vice versa.
You said nigga.
Yeah, you said, would you rather
vice versa. Would you rather have a woman? But see, it's kind of fucked up because men are supposed to be the natural providers.
Yeah, I'm a hustler. So
like, asking, do you want a woman to be able to provide, or
it's kind of weird,
or it's kind of like whatever. But
all right, well, what you want, Jay? What would you prefer?
I want the nigga that like might be falling short a little bit. But
no. You said before we stopped, you said one or the other. You got to choose one.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm choosing.
Don't really love him, but he can hold you down financially.
I don't want a nigga that I don't love.
Okay.
Because I can get my own money.
Or he,
I'm not tripping on that.
Or he loves you to pieces, but he don't have no ambition and he can't get
no
money.
No, we didn't say, we didn't say all the no ambition.
We said
he falls short financially.
This is a versus.
Falls a little short financially.
So that nigga ain't gonna never come up. This is a versus.
It's a versus. One of them niggas is here. One of them niggas is here.
It's one of the other. Ain't no goddamn you might come up shit. But that case,
pick a side. You gotta choose one for the rest of your life.
You gonna might come up.
Gotta choose one for the rest of your life. That's the nature of the conversation.
For the rest of my life?
That's what makes it worth it.
Yeah.
The conversation.
See, they done flipped the script on me. Like,
flip. It's a versus.
Yeah, like.
I get money, nigga, but I ain't shit. Ain't never gonna be shit.
He
and I can't
along.
Make you feel good.
He gonna come
and here is Jade. I love you to pieces.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
nigga,
make you
the
feel
nigga
good.
Who
but
money.
I just said the
but
nigga,
nigga
wasn't broke though. We can't say the nigga.
Oh no, he ain't broke, but he ain't doing the things that the nigga with the money can do.
Right.
But the nigga with the money ain't doing shit, but giving me money.
Trust that's what I'm saying.
And the other nigga can't do that.
Some women go for that.
You trust me.
Some women go for that. That's what we saying.
The nigga with money.
The nigga with money.
Yeah, y'all got me. At first, I wanted.
He might not though. How he gonna start loving you when I got 3-4 more bitches doing the same shit too? Man. I got paper. I don't do nothing else for you. I'm gonna start loving you. Mm. You ain't even my bitch.
I thought they was together though. Nah.
No,
you ain't my bitch. If I don't, y'all, you never had the money.
Right. No,
let's be real.
We're making it real. You have to make a choice.
No,
you have to have a choice.
How the fuck are you gonna make a choice and y'all keep changing the stipulation?
They together.
We didn't change the stipulation. We said
first we were in a relationship. Now he got 3 other bitches doing the same shit and we not in a relationship.
Because that comes
first. The nigga wasn't broke. Now the nigga ain't never gonna go nowhere. What the fuck are y'all trying to do to me?
That comes with Mr. Financial Stability right here.
Exactly.
Look at his face.
No.
That's Mr. Financial Wait, Stability.
Nah, they trying to make the nigga how they want to make the
right,
nigga.
Right, so it won't be a tough conversation.
Yeah, so it won't
be
not. Yeah.
It.
The
conversation.
Nigga with the money. All right, let's redo it.
Let's redo it.
Okay, the nigga with the money, all he do is pull up, look out with the bills, and fuck. That's it.
Oh, yes. That's up.
Okay,
yeah.
That's all he do.
So
yeah. But she can put, you know, every female feel like when they fuck a nigga, they go with him.
For sure.
So I'm just saying.
Not necessarily.
You can think whatever you want to think. All right, this my spot.
I give you my booty.
If I'm taking care of you, so nigga, really, you my bitch. This my spot, my name, no nigga.
That's where you niggas get it fucked up at.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, what y'all.
But the spot is in my name. So how is your spot?
You don't understand what I'm saying, bitch. If that shit don't get paid, you going to be homeless. So that's my spot. The hell are you talking about? That name, what that name gonna do? You gonna be a squatter?
Bitch!
That shit ain't gonna do shit. If a nigga just say, fuck it. What I'm saying, if you depending on this man to take care of you, you're gonna. Okay, but if you put it on, you depending on the man to take care of you, right? Right? Am I asking?
Yes.
Right. So you.
No!
You just said yes.
Which one is it, bro? I don't know what y'all saying.
No, listen, because that's not what we discussed.
But that's stability. I'm talking about the definitions. Financial stability means you are depending on someone to stabilize your financial situation.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, but I thought.
So you got to have Mr. Financial Stability.
I thought we were together too, Shantae.
It don't matter if y'all together or spending time or whatever. At the end of the day, you are committing yourself to that person.
Oh, no, they trying to say, like, if you had a nigga, if you had a nigga that just...
Like Ghost and Tasha.
He love you, but he just can't goddamn
That's
really
weird,
be there.
They used to love each other.
Right.
Yeah, but...
We're talking about off top. You know what this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
This is
we
a Dubai nigga.
Y'all ain't that ain't what we said. That wasn't a question.
But that's what we saying now. This is a Dubai nigga with plenty of money.
You can't change in midstream, nigga.
We change big facts all the time, midstream. Bang, ask...
Yeah, we got to
clarify. Clarify, man. Clarify the question so we can be on the same page.
Okay, can you be with a nigga you know don't really fuck with you like that, but he gonna make sure you good versus a nigga that really fucks with you, but he really comes short sometimes? That's the question.
All the time. Answer it. Most of the time.
I'm going to answer it.
I'm a,
the one that comes short.
I want the nigga that fucks with me. I don't give a fuck about
it. But that's the question. That's what you're trying to ask. You trying to ask some more shit to wiggle.
No, y'all like, wiggled. Nigga, no.
Okay.
Y'all. No, but Shantae, who wiggled?
Y'all did.
Yeah.
How? We said financial stability.
Then y'all started throwing in the shit about this nigga got 3-4 other bitches. This nigga ain't got no ambition. Ain't never gonna be shit.
I keep saying that is Mr. Financial Stability.
But if you get a nigga, if you get a nigga that all he do is take care of you, what else is he? You think he doing? Like, what else comes with that?
No, but the,
if I ain't got time with you.
But
I got
were,
time
but
for
the,
something else.
But the quest, the original question was. We were together, like,
no.
locked in.
It was
like,
Mr. Financial Stability
no,
versus
okay,
listen, Mr.
Listen,
emotional
listen.
Stability.
If I'm fucking with you, if I'm taking care of you, we are together.
Not necessarily.
Ain't no way in the fuck, no.
I'm just saying, like, if.
Not necessarily. Right. I'm going to say, I'm going to be with Mr. Dollars. And while he out of town doing what he do, I'm going to call and be
You can't
with
do that. You can't do that.
My little shot.
You can't do that.
Gonna,
no
that's what's going to happen anyway. If you
yeah,
choose the nigga with the money.
Fuck, nigga.
If you choose the money, that's
both.
What you're going
to
do.
What did they just say to me?
I'm going to be with both.
They are not listening.
I'm saying if you choose the money, that's what you're going to do. That's what you're going to be doing anyway.
Yeah,
and he's going to know that's what you're doing.
But you just told me I couldn't do that.
But because you always say you don't cheat. So what the fuck
yeah,
are you talking
cheat.
About?
It's
how you ask a question and that ain't what you do?
But what I'm saying to you is this
that
is,
don't even make sense, Jay.
What I've said prior to this doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about now.
If you don't cheat, you don't cheat. What are you talking about? So how you going to get a... Why would you rather have a nigga with money to cheat on him if you say you don't cheat?
But what I'm saying is my character is not on the stand here. We're
we
talking about...
What
we're
you
asking
do,
about...
So how you know, it's not your character. We
no, listen to what I'm saying. Like, we're... Do you get what I'm saying? Like, we're
no,
speaking
said,
in general
no, all we gotta
about...
Do is, all we got to do is make it real simple.
Are we doing this shit...
We're not
is this
we're
shit
not,
stage?
Yeah, we're not.
Or has we been telling our truth? We
no,
said, can you be with
not,
a nigga?
You said,
with a nigga.
So you already chose one. You said you rather...
No, but what I'm
no,
saying, you're
no,
no,
which
sure.
I do. But in
no,
recent
listen.
Interviews, she have said, I just don't.
No, but it's not about saying what Sha does. Y'all keep saying either or. You can't have the nigga with the money and have a nigga to cheat with. Either you with the nigga with
I
the money
can.
And you take what comes
you
with him.
You can, but you can't because you say you don't cheat.
No.
Why you don't understand what we
say. Shantae, do you understand what I'm saying at all?
I understand what she said, but I understand what he's saying. He's saying your character is you don't cheat.
So
I
how
don't.
Can you pick the nigga with money?
Right.
If you know you gotta cheat on him.
Right.
How?
But if I pick the nigga with money, who says that I have to cheat?
Jay,
that wasn't a part of the...
You need to look at it like this. If you
man,
had to wear Nikes or Adidas the rest of your life, what would you wear?
I'm gonna wear Nike.
and you can't wear Adidas.
I'm not going to want to wear Adidas.
So then that's not cheating. So you wouldn't cheat. You would be with Mr. Financial Stability. No, but what I'm
saying, y'all are saying that cheating isn't even an option in this conversation. That's what you said.
For you.
For you.
Because you said you're not
the character. How the fuck are you talking about?
The character that you.
Okay. I said, how you going to turn around and say.
Maybe I misunderstood.
How the fuck you going to turn around and say that you could be with the nigga with the money and have a nigga on the side when you.
I was actually being facetious, telling a joke. All right,
so you cannot. We're not joking. These are big facts. This ain't joke facts. This is big facts. So if you don't cheat, you can't even put yourself in that category where she just put herself in.
I'm not trying to.
Because she's
you just
already.
Said how? Y'all said that can't happen.
It was a misunderstanding.
She's already built a character as a cheater. So she
that's what I'm saying. It's okay, cool.
For the record.
But what I'm saying is when we first initially asked this question, it was the question. Black and white, no shades of gray or options available on the side. You
That's
see what I'm saying?
That's what we just said, Nike or Adidas.
No, that ain't what I was saying. It wasn't. No, I was saying for you, there's not because you
okay. Well, maybe I misunderstood.
You don't
again.
Cheat.
I don't.
But if a person do pick the dude with the money just to take care of them, she gotta cheat on him for the rest of the shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Big fact.
But you can't choose that option if you're saying you're not a cheater.
I'm not.
So how could you even think of that option then?
When I initially thought of that option, I was being facetious.
I get that, but what I'm saying is, you my dog,
but
right?
I just, yeah.
So I'm gonna let
course.
You know, like you already put out to all our followers that Jade don't cheat. Then you gonna come back on, you gonna come back on them motherfuckers
like,
and say
Jade a real one, Jade a real one. Jade
yeah, so but you gonna come back and say on Big Fact Friday that you could do what Shy do. Which one is Jay? I feel like we've been bamboozled.
No, like, but on some real shit. That's why, like I said, from the beginning and off the top, like, I'm gonna take the nigga that fucks with me that falls short because whatever, if the nigga really fucks with me and if he's trying to whatever, then like we'll come together and figure out how to make up that shortage. But me fucking with a nigga that doesn't really fuck with me isn't gonna work because right. I'm not even gonna be able to stand this nigga because I know for a fact that you don't really fuck with me like that. So why would I even fuck with you?
But you said what y'all were trying to say, if I had a nigga that slightly fuck with me but get money but he be kind of busy, I can wait that out because he might turn into something else.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
what y'all
yeah.
finna try to switch yeah. it.
But niggas like that don't.
That's just what it is.
I'm saying, but that's what y'all was trying to
but
say.
Yeah. Switching anything, that was the question.
But if the nigga don't got money, I mean, if the nigga got a lot of money and he don't like me, and then I got the nigga at home that really like me with all the money, I'm going to just use the nigga money.
That ain't what we talking about though.
That ain't what we talking about.
Both them niggas don't exist.
You having both isn't even an alternative or an option.
Yeah.
You it's either or. Like you gotta pick one of these niggas or pick the other.
If you got Nike or Adidas,
as you see, DJ Scream, I wear both Nike.
Yeah, that's the question.
That's her truth though.
But I mean, we ain't knocking that.
So you know,
that's a bar.
I wouldn't do that shit.
Oh, you just said that jokingly earlier?
Yeah, I was being facetious.
Okay. I don't even know what that means, but. Screen.
I'm gonna get no. I'm gonna,
Kodak, would you?
On,
can
on,
you be
on,
with a nigga?
Hold on. Kodak, what would you do, Cash?
Cash outside with
y'all. Cash, what would you do?
Oh, Cash is sneaky linker.
We're curious.
I thought Cash had a nigga, though.
I do have a nigga.
She can still speak.
But that's what's on your
story. He said she was a sneaky linker.
Answer the damn question. Stop trying to think of
You've been listening.
I would stick with the nigga that like me.
Okay. For real, or you just saying that because it sounds
I mean,
good.
I would kind of be on like the down, the come up type shit. Like, if you ain't coming up, then it's like you have to have a come up. But... if you kind of down...
What's the time living on this come up?
Nah, he just a nigga that shit that don't work right for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he just... He ain't... He might not have the favor
yeah,
of...
Long,
he has the favor of being a great person. He's a great
but
person. He has that
you,
favor.
But all women say they won't. He love you.
But at the same time, if you're saying shit ain't never gonna go right for this nigga, like the stress of having to pull that additional weight is the same thing as fucking with a nigga that don't fuck with you.
So you know what happens? I mean, sometimes women get tired of that shit and go Mr. Financial Stability and know he fucking all the hoes. That's what the conversation is about.
Having a nigga with money that fucks hoes and having a nigga with money that don't really fuck with you, that's two totally different
things. That's what I'm saying. That's why sometimes women get tired. I got tired of being with a broke nigga. He was a good nigga, but I'd rather spend my time.
Then they go be with another broke nigga.
Yeah. Everybody don't got access to rich niggas. Right. These women are struggling.
What I'm trying to say is you got this broke ass nigga that give you everything you say you want from a man besides money.
Okay, listen.
But we staying afloat. Y'all not homeless.
Let's remix it a little bit.
You're not doing the extra
y'all
shit.
Y'all not homeless.
Let's remix it a little bit. Let's say y'all have men, right?
Yeah.
And these men are not financially able, and they treat you great.
But y'all keep saying financially able, but not broke. So
they're broke. Let's make them broke or close to broke. Right? All right. So you have that man.
Wait, listen, hear me out.
You love the man. Right?
He just got a regular 9 to 5.
And he can pay his own bills? That's what I'm asking. And when you say broke,
barely. You have to cash app him sometimes to help pay his bills. He's not financially stable. That's what we're going back to. The word financially stable, right? But he loves you. He fucks with you. He loyal to you. He at the crib. You know
everything you say you want.
Huh?
Everything you say you want.
Everything you say you want.
Like he's understanding. Now, he's everything.
Has always been like
you won't let me finish.
Sorry.
Yes, he's your man.
He's the one. Charming, but just not financially. Okay? Now you go to the club. The Nigerian walks up to you with 5 bitches.
Not the Nigerian.
It says, I'll send the wire in the morning.
No. I'm loyal, so that's not going to affect me.
I understand. We just.
That's not going to affect me.
Huh? That's not it.
Okay, so you don't want the Nigerian. You don't want the Nigerian.
Women don't know what they want.
No, I'm out.
They don't know what they want.
You don't want the Nigerian? So you're going to stay with the nigga you got to send the cash apps to? Okay, if that's the real you, then that's the answer. That's the answer. There are women that would sit in this seat and be like, fuck the nigga at home. I'm going with the Nigerian.
No random ass Nigerian.
But I'm saying,
these people.
They think that there's women in these seats that feel like that.
That makes sense.
No.
That don't make sense.
Why would I go with like a Nigerian just to give me money?
Not even a Nigerian. I don't know where you get that from.
That's the conversation. No, I'm saying that's the conversation. It could be a Dubai nigga. It could be a white nigga. Whatever. I'm just saying that's the conversation.
I'm damn sure not finna go with no saltine.
Just a regular nigga, man. Regular nigga. Listen, this is what it is. You got a nigga that know love you to death.
Got you.
But he just ain't doing it with the goddamn money.
Right.
But you got this other nigga. Hold up. But you out. Not no Nigerian regular nigga. You kind of digging this nigga and he shoot his shot. Is you going?
See?
Is you taking that risk to say that's this might be. He might.
That's who she is. That's who she
is. But it's a maybe on. Okay, let me see what the hell about to go on real quick.
See what I'm saying? That's who they are.
Over here real quick.
That's who they are.
Let me have this nigga show me up real quick.
What they do is they'll go try that.
Yeah.
To see, and then when she like, oh no, nah, better with your debt. Then you back over here crying to this
right,
shit.
Right, yeah.
That's how it goes.
I'm coming back around.
Now you back lawyer. You're really trying to replace this nigga, but you're keeping this nigga for comfort.
But can I say something?
Let me say something real quick.
Please.
So with the nigga that loves you to death, right?
True.
If y'all are gonna switch it over and say that now the nigga is completely broke.
Okay, Jay, come outside. Come off the court.
Close to.
That is gonna
put a strain on the relationship.
Yeah. present a problem.
Why does he have to be completely broke?
That's what they said.
Where's a bitch loyalty when they saying this what they want from a man?
But you don't want financial stability. You don't want no broke.
But y'all got somewhere to stay. Y'all just ain't doing no trips. What if you're well off?
If I'm well off.
You well off.
I'm well off and I don't need his money at all.
Yeah.
And he just cool.
And he treats you like you want to be treated.
Now listen, now see, that's see, see,
I don't like that
thing.
Because I think
because
it should be
y'all,
consistent.
Y'all like, whether y'all or not you broke, shit. Like if I'm well off and I'm fucking with a nigga and he's like falling behind a little bit, like I don't have a problem with that. We gonna figure it out. Yeah. But I'm not finna sit up here and take care of no nigga.
Be with a bomb.
I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not
doing that.
Well, we're not saying the nigga is a bomb.
We're saying he's trying and just don't.
He got fucked up.
No, I said he's trying. It's just not. It's not the favorite. It don't be working.
I'm cash apping him.
You're cash apping. He's trying. He's trying. He's trying to do photography, but it don't work.
No, go get a job.
He's trying.
You a man? Go get a job.
This was not.
Yeah, this is what I signed up for. This is not. This is not what I'm here.
This is a real conversation.
Stipulations on this shit.
Real conversation.
Nah, what? You said it's real shit.
Nah, but y'all got stipulations. Y'all got amendments.
That extends. That extends the argument I seen niggas saying earlier this week. Like women can dream. Nigga better not have no dream. You better get your shit together while you young. You can't be no 40-year-old nigga with no dream. You better get that shit together.
That's why. Hold on. The conversation that we're having. The conversation that we're having. I don't know who's being totally honest here, but
shot line.
But the thing about it is,
niggas,
when a nigga do come up, niggas remember these type of conversations. Like,
real.
I can't be with no hoe who ain't got nothing neither.
Yeah,
bitch.
Oh God,
because you wouldn't fuck with me. That's why bitch be feeling like he that like he all that. He having no to the
yeah, you did
bitch.
That,
you
right?
Wouldn't fuck with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why you
no.
See these niggas, these young niggas, if they ain't got their girl from goddamn young niggas all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't never work.
By the time they
unless I get a bitch who got some equal.
Equally yoke.
Yeah, if it's not, bitch, yeah, I'm not finna. It's not
but
finna
even
be a
bitch.
It's never finna be a pretty
yoke,
woman
you're
situation.
Still not gonna trust her all the way.
They don't care. That's what we get to. There's some women that don't care that Mr. Financially Stable ain't trustworthy as long as he paying my bills. City
no,
girl
what I'm
type
saying
shit.
Is,
well, it's
no,
city
no,
girl
I'm,
shit. It's in the city girl's music.
It is.
They exist. I know for it you, Jade, it's hard to accept because you're not like that. You don't come from that cloth. But we're telling you that they exist. In a plethora.
These women are dating for survival.
You know what I'm saying? In a plethora. They don't give a fuck what the nigga about. If he can buy the Birkin and he can buy the shit and take
that's
care of the
shit.
That's
why you ain't finna catch no nigga out here trying to goddamn turn a hoe from 0 to 100 because he already know, like, shit, you how? Right. This is the typical way of everybody thinking, like, I can't be with no nigga at 0. You know how many niggas, how many millionaires, how many billionaires done been at 0 though? Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So when a nigga do finally get his money, it's like, who?
That's why I
don't want nothing but something like equal to this.
Mm. Yeah, but see the crazy part about it is that
if he broke
a bitch that's
anyway.
Equal to that got the same type of shit going on with niggas that a nigga that's equal to that got the same shit type of going on with bitches.
Alright, so we meet in the middle and fuck everybody but us two.
But shit, that's rare.
But it happens. I would rather that and then just have a 100 of them little shits that don't give a fuck about me.
Yeah, that's true.
I might as well just have 100 of them and just call them when I want to call them. 500 to bid the devil, 1,000, go ahead.
Yeah, 500 to bid the
before I got them, take on a commitment.
But that shit gets old after a while.
But when it get old until you find the motherfucker that equally yoked. And if you don't, then hey, man, this is what God put me here for. I asked for this money.
Right.
I'm taking everything that come with these millions.
That's real life.
I'm fucking screaming.
That's real.
Real shit.
Say it is real.
Like, how you gonna be, that's just like how these niggas be goddamn married and they goddamn childhood friends and shit. Because at the end of the day, how the fuck I'm gonna get to a place to where I'm at and believe that you really love me for me?
Mm-hmm.
How? When I know you the type of person that couldn't love a nigga who was trying to make ends meet if you couldn't cash app him.
Oh, you struggling? Get out of here. Back to the streets, you nigga.
That's right or wrong, though?
I got a daughter.
Yeah, you right.
Nah, I feel what you're saying, though. I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong. What you're saying is right. No woman should date a bum.
Yeah, I ain't dating no bum and taking money out of my daughter mouth to put in.
But the thing about it is, people have to look at themselves and see what type of... What did nigga Dr. Samuels say? What type of... If
are
we
you
not
a high
gonna
value?
Start together and build something,
Samuels, yeah.
It's never going to be nothing.
Yeah.
If we don't start together and build something, it ain't going to never be nothing.
That's real.
I don't give a fuck who
it is. Ain't going to feel the same.
Y'all didn't say he was trying to be better himself. And
everybody
that.
Trying to be better. Say he just having bad luck.
He's 100 short. He made $400. He just 100 short.
Yeah, nah, you ain't paid his.
He always 100 short.
He always 100 short.
It might not be his fault 100 short. He just come up 100 short.
So, but then, okay, if I
niggas talking about
survive,
you talking about nails.
Go get something to eat, I got to pay for it then. Think about that. If I got to give him 100 for bills every
maybe
month.
Maybe it depends where y'all eating.
No, because he could be eating. No, he could be
struggling. You talking about motherfucking
luxury? Trying to make you happy. I'm 100 because I bought Shy some shoes and some flowers.
He massages.
I'm still a plate
he massages and shit.
Yeah.
All
I'm still,
that
I met you at your job. Thought I was going to make some more money, but damn, I can't short it. But
that's different, though. That's
what we say. He love you. He do everything. He do it.
But he's short.
When a nigga love you, he gonna try to make the shit work.
Then
he going to do whatever he going to stretch,
no mind.
Whatever he got to do to
he
make the shit work.
He won't even try to make no kind of effort to fucking surprise me.
I'm just going
to
talk to my nigga and be like,
I want a surprise.
Yes.
No, you.
I might spend $100.
African over here that got all this money, baby. Like, look, I'm gonna talk to him.
Get
this money, and we gonna put some investments together.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, how is that real though? It's not that real.
So I'm being real. Okay, to my listen. Dude, if he ain't got no money and I ain't got no money either,
but you
and he asking me for
so
my
you
gun?
Gonna tell your dude that's good to you that you finna go fuck this African and bring the
fuck.
Money back.
You gotta fight on that kid.
You don't have to fuck to get why? Money from these niggas.
But why you don't have
to
no
keep
money?
Getting
why you don't have no money, Shaq?
Ding-a-ling. Hello.
Why you don't have no money? You say I don't have no money. He don't
I
have
said
no money.
I don't have no money and he don't have no money. That's
but why you
but
don't
why
have,
don't you have
any
money?
In this scenario.
Oh, yeah, see, you're right. You got me. Big Shante, you got me. You got me. If I ain't got no money, that's a problem. Right. So you're right.
That's
right.
The first problem.
And if I ain't got no money and my dude ain't got no money,
like,
we all fucked up.
But that's what I'm saying.
If you ain't got no money, why do you even have a dude?
Because y'all got to start together.
No, the fuck
sometimes two people who don't have money start together and be all right.
I can't even think about a nigga and I'm...
No, we're not talking about where you are. We're talking about two young motherfuckers. You start with no money.
I can't think about shit.
Everybody starts with no money.
But trying to get back right if I'm fucked up.
Everybody starts with no money.
I'm not thinking about no nigga. I'm not thinking about no
money. You already locked in, though. You already locked in to fall off.
No, so we already locked in and we fell
off. We already locked in and both of us fell off at the same time?
Yeah.
It can happen.
It can happen.
Y'all work at the same time.
I could have called a case. We used all our money.
That's different. Yeah, that's different.
Well, if that's the case, then shit, we gotta figure it out.
That's what I'm saying. But
we gotta figure it out.
But you got some bitch be like, hell nah, but you better figure that out.
We gotta figure it out.
No, we gonna figure it out.
Now, if we got fucked up together because of extenuating circumstances or whatever, and we both
or he was already fucked up, but then he needed your money to fuck both of us up.
No.
Now, see, you can't put that. You can't throw that in there.
You can't
throw that in there.
Why?
The only way he gonna beat his case is with your money.
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
I ain't giving up all mine. I ain't gonna.
Damn, you ain't so you right.
Yeah, you ain't what? That ain't 100. How that real? Because if you were fucked up and you call me and be like, they finna put my shit out, and this my last, I let you get put out, I'm a fuck nigga.
Right. Yeah.
Facts.
Big facts, Bible.
Facts. Mm.
Yeah.
Like, which one is it? Like,
yeah.
What make bitches feel like
wait,
that? They so superior
we...
over niggas
oh,
that niggas
long?
Supposed to do shit that niggas don't
do. How long
like, a nigga supposed to just take a broke ass hoe and make her Queen Elizabeth.
No, that is true, because as a woman...
Like, real shit, out of shit, like, what the fuck, what you in for me to do that?
Right.
No, that is true, because as a woman, when you first meet a dude, you want him to do all
right
this
wrong,
shit.
Though.
But yeah. As a woman, when we meet a dude, we ain't really trying to do that much for him at all, because it's like, I don't even know you.
But
like
dude, it's 2022.
2022.
Bitches buying niggas land and shit. Now, this shit different. These young bitches having money. That they showing you this shit different.
That is true.
So niggas ain't trying to take no man. We trying to got that. Hey man, I'm trying to get me one of them little hoes. These niggas looking at nothing. Like, I'm trying to get me one hoe against money.
But shit, but in that instance and in that situation, that little hoe is the nigga. And
not really, cause the young nigga probably having a little paper too.
But that ain't got nothing to do with it though.
What you mean?
Like what? Like a bitch that bought a nigga the land, right? For instance, or whatever. A nigga that's saying, looking at her, like, saying, like, I want a little hoe like that, whatever, whatever. What warrants you to be able to be in the position to acquire this little hoe?
But you
got to
think, I don't want the bitch to buy me no land when I meet her. I want a bitch who going to eventually buy me some land. And I'm going to be able to buy her whatever.
But that's what I'm saying.
How
that different when you saying, hold on, how that different when you saying, you not even finna give a nigga a chance. Like, if he keep falling off, okay, if I meet a bitch, both of us, mediocre. Mm. I meet you. You got them. You do nails.
Mm-hmm.
And I got them sell cars.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
In 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who's to say this car business is really got them some bullshit?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't getting no money, bitch. You doing two hands a week. But we paying our bills.
Yeah.
Right. Who's to say next year, 2020,
right.
You won't be doing all these celebrity nails and I'm got them selling Bentleys and Range Rovers now.
Yeah.
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 You get what I'm saying? But during the time where this nigga was goddamn, hey, I know you ain't did but two nails this week, but I need that Honda. Cause I ain't sold no car. But this nigga become a bum.
Right.
No, he doesn't.
But then when I start selling these cars and shit, and them nails, you ain't doing no hands no week. And I'm looking like, who?
I think one of the perfect examples is when Vezo came and he kind of kicked it to us how he was in his relationship. Like, she used to let me borrow money just to go rap.
Fact.
Now I look at it.
Yeah.
So it's almost like an investment. Do you trust this nigga?
Yeah, like
invest in that nigga.
You know a nigga really love you. Well, say if you know a nigga really, really, really love you, like we just playing, this nigga putting all his all in you. How the y'all gonna eventually excel off love?
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
I feel that. Y'all eventually sell off of that. Regardless,
are women
going to
wait for that, though? Are they going to wait for that? How long is that going to take for that?
But what is the blessing? How long? See, but women want to know how long. That's fucked up,
bro. You got to think. You got to think how many niggas. You got to think how many women been with niggas. Been with niggas and goddamn, he catch a break. Like the nigga said, it only take one good year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you one good year. Mm-hmm. Or one stretch. I'll see a nigga scratch it off.
Yeah.
I'll see a nigga get popped and goddamn shit change everybody's life around. Yeah. You never know how a nigga blessing gonna come, but God put you in a situation to see, to let the nigga see.
It's a test.
Is she the one that when my shit do, when I do find my purpose.
All right.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So shit, if you ain't that, then you ain't that. Move on out the way. Somebody gonna be there, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like a lot of niggas don't get, they just do because of the people that they got with them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Like, cause I know where your heart at, but you shop this 100 every week. But if you scratch out this scratch out, you gonna go take care of this hoe who really saying fuck you.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Who
yeah.
fucking is Africa?
Fact.
Yeah,
not fucking Africa.
That's who.
You get what I'm saying? Like real nigga shit.
Yeah.
Like so the whole time you think you looking down on a nigga, you really cursing your damn self. Cause this nigga was sent here by somebody for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
right or wrong though.
Nah, that's the right way to look at it.
Past the bank.
Nah, that's the truth, though.
That's the right way to look at
it. I see so many niggas, I see so many bitches, bro, in our lifetime that done left they niggas alone, and these niggas might excel, mm-hmm. or they might, they still just going over their life, find a better bitch that and they cool living a normal life, but they still them. But then I look at their situation. Like, you done went through five of the same type of niggas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? You done went through five of these same type of niggas. That was worse.
Than just staying with the first nigga.
You got 3-4 different kids and all this shit. That's worse. But you feel like, now you resent this man because he actually still the same dude mm-hmm. he was with you. Mm-hmm. But he have emotion.
Right. Mm-hmm. And now you feel like you're entitled.
Yeah, now you feel like, he ain't shit. Mm-hmm. I left because we ain't had no money. Like, bitch, you was confused. Mm-hmm. You confused, life. Bro. Like, how that shit be, bro. I've seen this shit happen so many times, bro. Like, you thought this man was going to never be shit.
I think the fear, having sisters and shit. I think the fear be, what if, just the fear, I ain't saying this right. What if this is it? I think a woman will sit back and think about that too.
But like, I understand that. Okay, but baby, at the end of the day, but don't goddamn get out of this situation looking for something else that's gonna help you. Bitch, you gotta get out of that right. situation and do you.
No, you're right.
Don't get out of that situation thinking you finna find better than him.
Yeah.
Cause that probably was your blessing from God, this dude to love you.
And that's your downfall.
So if you want some money, bitch, go get your own money.
Go get your own money. That's the moral of it.
And that's what they doing now. That's what I'm trying to say. Exactly. That's what they doing now.
That's what they doing.
This shit different. These hoes getting their own money.
Yeah.
Turning niggas up and equally, whatever. Equally, yoke. What y'all call
it? Yoke.
Yeah, that shit equal.
I'd be better yoked.
Like, man, niggas ain't doing all that no more. It's 2022. Niggas waking up, man. Nigga ain't doing that, man.
Yeah.
It ain't.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, get lucky and catch a nigga early. All right, cool. Other than that, bitch, you catch a nigga with some attention, and then y'all might got that crew through life together. Other than that, man, niggas ain't going for that no more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This shit a distraction.
But it's still a lot of silly.
Because I can eat 4 for 4 every day of my life. Mm-hmm. Shit, if I got a bitch and I'm broke, that shit going to be 8 for 8. I can save $4. I need to be focused on this shit.
We going to eat.
Yeah, either way.
We going to eat.
Nah. So what the question was again, Jay?
I don't know.
Financial stability, Mr. Financial Stability versus Mr. Emotional.
So the moral to the story is these hoes ain't loyal. Mr.
These hoes definitely not loyal. That's the end. That's like it's like, especially with this social media world, it's like you got to instantly be everything. You got to instantly be happy.
Yeah.
Like if you get in a relationship with somebody and you ain't happy, that relationship is some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? If y'all ain't got them looking all happy and shit, yeah, that shit done fell off. But then you'll take it as it done fell off and not as we just went through something.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got to satisfy these people like, I'm single.
Mm-hmm. Right. These people that don't give a fuck about you, not finna pay none of your
then
bills.
Then when you single and got them nigga going on, do whatever, get a new bitch, now you stupid for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She should have just kept him. Why she got down dealing with all these niggas? Like, is you can't please nobody, bro. You got to go with how that shit make you feel.
Yeah, it'll make you happy.
Sure.
That's the moral of the story.
Because I don't give a damn who you is. You going to goddamn, they going to say you stupid either way.
Yeah.
No matter what, somebody is going to have something to say.
Man, everybody.
Make yourself happy first. www.bigfactspod.com. Y'all check us out online if you want some merch, some Big Facts Live tickets, all that good shit. You know what it is. Follow us on the gram too. Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah.
With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.